This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
In their statements after the attack, insurrectionists routinely echoed what they had said before and during the attack. They were there because the president told them to be.
For much of the first hour today, it was Democratic Congresswoman Diana DeGette holding forth at the impeachment podium, making the case that without the encouragement of the former President Donald Trump, the insurrectionists may not have stormed the Capitol building on January the 6th.
Now, look, the lawyers who are saying that their clients were told to commit these acts by Mr. Trump, well, they know that putting the blame on the president doesn't exonerate their clients. They're just saying it, frankly, because that's exactly what happened.
Yet another day of incriminating videos are forming the crux of the House impeachment manager's case that the traitorous insurrection on January 6th was controlled by none other than President Donald Trump. Head impeachment manager Democrat Jamie Raskin also tried to make the case that Trump's actions on January 6th were actually part of a pattern from earlier in his presidency.
So just in case you didn't catch all of that, the president praised a Republican candidate who assaulted a journalist as my kind of guy. He said there were, quote, very fine people on both sides when the neo-Nazis, the Klansmen, and Proud Boys invaded the city, the great city of Charlottesville, and killed Heather Heyer. And he said that an attack on a black protester at one of his rallies was very, very appropriate. Does that sound...
This